My name is Sarah Reynolds. I'm an assistant professor of biology. These are what are called fluorescence microscopes, which means that they're connected to a different kind of light source, which is able to excite, quite literally make molecules inside of the cell glow. And they allow us to be able to see things in parts of the cell that we otherwise couldn't do. They're pretty expensive pieces of equipment. They're pretty fragile, and so we're really excited because these come from the NIH. They're actually donated by Owen Schwartz's group, and he came here himself to come and set them all up for us and kind of get us all ready to start using them. And so it was a lot of work on their part to bring them here and make these available to our students. He's the head of the Biological Imaging Center. So remember I told you they're fluorescent. They have a special kind of light. And the light actually passes through these cool little cubes. See how they have kind of like different colors to them? So what it does is it filters out so that only certain wavelengths or certain colors of light hit the specimen. And that's what gives us that glow that we can use to identify different parts of the cell. So these are all different cubes, and all of them allow us to see different colors and different wavelengths. So we have the potential to be able to do a lot of cool stuff.
Like?
Be able to observe individual parts of the cell, like different kinds of organelles. So I teach cell biology right now, and we're going to use these to be able to look at the parts of the cell we've been studying to actually say, here is a Golgi. We've stained the Golgi, and now the Golgi is appearing in that color, or the endoplasmic reticulum, the ER, and we can see it. It's staining in that color, or even the nucleus. We can see it. It's staining in that color. So we can actually look at a cell and see all its parts. Normally, cells are too small to be able to see with the eye. Microscopes make them bigger, but you can still only kind of see the whole thing. The fluorescence microscope, because of its ability to show us different parts in different colors, lets us actually break down and see the parts of the cell, and that's what we're going to be able to do. So, for example, in cell biology, our whole class is about taking this living cell and understanding how it works, how it's divided into smaller parts, the jobs of those smaller parts, which we call organelles, and actually what they are composed of and the functions that they perform. So our students will be able to see the cell's parts and the functions that they perform. I can also use these in my research, though. So I like to study viruses, and I can use these microscopes to be able to insert new genes or take out existing genes in viruses and bacteria. You could do it with cells, too. And so what you can do is take out a gene and put in a fluorescence gene, and then you can pick the ones that glow. And because they fluoresce, because they glow, you can say, ah, that one is missing the gene. And that allows you to be able to study a cell or a virus or a bacteria without a particular part, and that helps you to tell what job it does. So when it's missing, what is broken in the cell or what stops working, you can say, oh, my gene must be important for that because now it's not doing it correctly. So we can't do that without fluorescence. So these offer the opportunity for us to do that, and we're hoping to develop some new labs so that students get to be able to do that now too. This scope is in the classroom. You could just, because something cool, appears, run over and throw it on the microscope. I teach microbiology, and sometimes, the students bring in a sample, like water, that they had because they went on fall recess. They brought something back from the pond where they were visiting, and we just throw it under the microscope. And you could do that because these are here. If you had to go to a whole nother room or a whole nother hallway, you'd have to leave the rest of the class, and that's not really feasible. So it brings it into the classroom is really what these guys are doing.